Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Tonight's going to be the night that God is going to speak to us tonight. I hope and pray that everyone come around and listen in what God is doing. Amen, amen. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? To whom I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Sister Roberta.
Oh, hey, Roberta, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
All right, then just hold on. There's someone ready to come on now. So she's going to get on. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
Oh, dear. I see some medicine, man. Hello, doctor. How you? Hello. Doctor Ben Lipson, are you there? Dr. Brendan Lipscomb, are you there? Dr. Lipscomb. Well, tonight, I think that's a difficulty once again. Doctor, how you doing? Are you there? What am I saying? What God is going to do? God is going to bless us. And the time we have to do this, our boys are strong. We believe the Bible says, call us. Look at them, not they are doing God. Now, I had a party on tonight. I get out of so this position we deal with. If somebody gets first. He does it for a reason. And if we can just listen to what God is saying to us, we can understand what God is talking to us. God speaks to us eloquently through his word, not what people want to hear, what you say. And I say this all the time. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. I hope it's important to Dr. Lipscomb.
Yes, sir, but I have a very bad connection. I keep hanging up and calling back. I mean, is it my phone or is it?
No, I think it's the connection. It was like in and out, in and out.
Right. That's what's happening. So I'm going to hang up and try it again.
I can hear you clearly now.
We can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, well, good evening.
Good evening.
Dr. Honey, you want me to speak?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
here's what I want to do. I want to bring some questions in. Is that okay with you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, tell me this much. What is going on in your life around the world, what God has exposed to you? What has God shown you?
Well, if you just give me a moment, I'd like to just testify of his goodness and his mercy and his grace, you know, that abounds abundantly. And my son, you hear me always talk about my son. I have five children, and the baby boy is just now the Lord. He's been saved, but he's been that prodigal child, and the Lord is bringing him in. And I just want to praise God for that, and I thank him because I'm living to see it, you know, and that was one of my prayers, and that used to be my mother's prayer for my brother, you know, that she'd like to see him on that straight and narrow path. And so he's just now getting exposed to a lot of things that most of us have gone through already. But at any rate, on the 4th of July, this car was repoed. And when we the people would not talk to him. And then finally, on the 5th, they started texting us, but by being repoed, the financial company couldn't talk to us about it, and he had made arrangements to pay the bill on the 5th, but the owner of the vehicle came and had it picked up, and then he wouldn't accept the payment that my son had. They demanded, or this person demanded all of the money at one time, all of it, and so I was texting him, and I said, you know, nobody's sitting around on $4,000, you know, to pay this car off. And so it was an attempt at the guy just to get the car back and sell it to somebody else. But I called a few people, and my son was hyperventilating, and I'm saying, look, just continue to quote Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so I called a couple people, and Dr. Hunter was one of them, and I asked him to pray. And I tell you, prayer works. And so he was praying for me. I was praying. I was quoting scriptures. Other people was praying. And the Lord told me to call my credit union. And I had no idea that I would be able to get a loan. It was nobody but God. Nobody but God. And so I asked them. I said, well, you know, do y'all think y'all can finance this car for me? And they said, no, they couldn't finance it for me, but they would give me the money that I needed to pay for it. And so they refinanced one of my loans, added the money in there, and I was able to go pick up the cash money, and we went and paid that car off just like that. So I just want you to know he's a right now God, you know, and he can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And then we doubt him. Damn. I was doubting, you know, when I asked, I said, you know, I know I can't get along. I know I can't. I know I can't. I know I can't. I was like the little engine. I know I can't. I know I can't. But I know God mm-hmm. laid it on my heart to go to the credit union. And lo and behold, they gave me the loan. We paid the car off. And the man had to give us the car, you know, had to give it back. Mm-hmm. And on that particular day, Saturday, that he gave it back, my son was starting a new job. And so now here's a person that would hardly work, and now he's working two jobs. And it's nobody but God. It's nobody but God. And I give him all the glory and the honor, you know. And I just thank the Lord for giving him a mind to want to turn around and get on that straight and narrow path. And so I just ask that y'all continue to pray much for me, my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, because God he sits on the throne, and he's looking at us, and he's not the God of my grandmother and my mother. He's my God now, you know, and I'm just so elated that I can call upon him and know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he answers prayers and that I can wait and wait upon him, you know. So I just wanted to share that tonight, you know, because somebody somewhere has lost the faith and don't believe that it's possible. And I want you to know that God does the impossible, you know. And he makes us the lender and not the borrower. And so I just thinking that I'm above and not beneath, you know, and that he just, you know, I just don't want to just quote scriptures and they don't mean anything to me. You know, they just words out off the paper. But I want you to know that God is real and he does hear our prayers and he does answer. So praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. The person that's speaking next, let me ask this question to you, Doctor. What was the first thing happened in your son's life? What was the first thing happened in your son's life? Tell the world, tell the world, tell the world.
There's been so many things, and my son walked a wayward path, my baby boy. And but I think it's almost 2 years ago now that he was arrested in Louisiana, and he was basically facing a life term. And God would have it that he would go to a rehab place, and it was a place where it was a Christian-based rehab place. So he and I, not physically fight, but just fight about him, you know, going to worship and things. And when he came to stay in my house, you know, I put my foot down, but yet and still I couldn't get him to go to church. And I was trying to make him, well, you go sit in your car. You can't stay in my house and lay in the bed on Sunday morning. But then getting in this trouble and having to go to this rehab, he had to go to church every Sunday, Bible studies and all kind of Christian classes, things that I couldn't get him to do. God put it so that he had to do it. And so they had him on, Dr. Hunter, help me remember. I don't know if it was $250,000.
It was a quarter of a million dollar bond.
And in the papers, they were saying Kingpin arrested, you know, no Kingpin. He never was a Kingpin, but in that small town, that's what they called him. And then we went for a bond reduction, and they reduced it down to $125,000. That part I remember. And I said, well, son, this is one you're going to have to ride out. You're gonna deal with this one, because there's no way that I have that type of money. And I do not have any money anymore for your shenanigans and things. And so he had to have a court-appointed attorney. But I want you to know God gave him a good court-appointed attorney. So I've had to change my viewpoint about them. But he was standing up in court after the rehab program, And he was trying to tell the judge, well, you told me I was going to get out on such and such a date. And the prosecutor was saying, how did I allow him to go to a rehab place when he got a rap sheet that's a magazine? And I said to the preacher that was there from the rehab place, I say, he didn't allow it. God was the judge, the juror, the prosecutor, and the court-appointed attorney. And so they let him go. Bottom line, they let him go, you know. So it's nobody. And when I went to pick him up to go to the rehab place, he was released to my custody. I took him to get him some personal hygiene items. I took him out to eat. And then I took him to the rehab place. And that's nobody but God. And then my son, the one thing he said to me was that, who wouldn't serve your God? And I say, son, hallelujah. You know, praise the Lord. You know, yes, this is an eye-opener for you because God did it. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that God did it. And, you know, God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to get
it. Yes, he did.
You know, he will get it. He going to get, nobody's going to take his glory. Nobody. And he will do something for you that nobody could do but him. And so it has really changed him. You know, this contact with the, what do you call it, establishment this time, the system, has really broke him. And I just thank God, you know, because we all got to come to that wrecked place where we fall out with ourselves, you know. And so I just thank God that he's at that point now that he can receive, you know, and know that God is real for himself, you know. And he's almost 40, y'all. He's almost 40. And I just thank God because I have a prayer partner. Her brother is 60-something, and he back in jail. You know, it's a revolving door, and I don't want a revolving door for my son. You know, he's done it long enough. He's pushing toward 40. I'm so glad to see that he's on the right track now. And so y'all just continue to pray much that the Lord would keep on opening his eyes, that he is the God of God. You know, he is the only true and wise God, you know. And I don't knock other religions. You know, it's up to you, but I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Christ is my Savior. He's Lord of my life. But I'm praying that this will even draw my brother, who is Muslim, who practices Islam. But I want you to know it's Jesus, 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 you know. And you can't get to and so I just want, you know, that this going on in my son's life will be an example for my brother and his wife to draw them. You know, like I say, God knows how to get your attention. And when you keep on giving the Lord the praise, honor, and people got to see that God is working it out for you, then they're going to stay on and say, who is this God that you serve? I serve you, a living God. I don't serve a man. You know, a man can't do nothing for me. Sorry. You know, but I know who he is. And I believe in the Jesus Christ paid the penalty for my sins. I believe that, you know, wholeheartedly, you know. And I'm pressing toward that mark. I want to make it in, you know. And the Bible says scarcely are the righteous going to make it. But I'm going to be in that scarcely, y'all. I'm going to be in number.
Amen. Dr. McClendon, are you there? Dr. McClendon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I haven't read what you heard. How can you add to what just said by this woman? I know God has blessed you to say something.
Well, what I would say to everybody is this: God is real. If you will allow him to come into your life, he's such a gentleman. He doesn't just come in and come in a person's life if they don't want him. If you don't want him, it's okay. It's like anything else. If you don't want sweets, you don't have to have them. They're available, but you don't have to have them. But God is such a God, and I know everybody don't believe. There may be some that don't believe, but we have to find out for ourselves. We have to find out and ask God. I will say this: if you don't believe, ask him for yourself. God, are you real? Show me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it. He will show you himself. He's proved himself to us more than one time. And the thing about you is to know that he is real in your life. How you breathing every day. Man didn't give you breath. When you wake up in the morning and you breathing, that doesn't belong to man. The sky, the moon, the stars, none of that belongs to man. So if you can't see his glory from day to day, how he's blessing you, how he allow you to rise, that didn't come from mom and dad and sister. It came from God. It came from God. So I know, I understand, and I know what she's saying. We're trying to make it in. We're going to make it in. So we have to be very, very careful as to what we believe and who we believe. We believe the word of God, and it's true. We have to find out for ourselves. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
His word is true. You read it and you let it soak in. You pray to God and see don't it come to pass. Man, like
amen.
Said, man can't do nothing for you. If it's not God, man is not able to do anything for himself, let alone you.
Amen.
He can't do nothing for himself. So if it's not for God, you won't be able to do anything. So we have to trust in the Lord, those of us who believe. And those
amen.
Those of those people that don't believe, try me and see. He said, taste and see. Try me and see that I am good. So so when you look out and see all these things in the earth that is made, the things that are in the heavens, no man did this. No man took the clouds in the sky. No man.
No.
It had to be something higher power, and that higher power is God. Amen. So I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I've got her name. I can't call it on my lips right now. But she lives in Huntsville. Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Hannah. Gamble.
Gamble.
Yes, I'm here.
Well, I tell you, look what God is doing. From when that young man made a big mistake, God said, I'm going to correct you. I'm going to show you what I can do for him. You got anything you want to say?
I know what she's talking about, because I had a son like that. I know what she's talking about.
Amen.
Really?
And he had to get sick inside of himself, you know. As I've been preaching and teaching to this ever since he was young, and now he knows, and he's watching how the Lord is opening up doors when he had a record and they allow him to get housing and I mean, get jobs and different stuff.
Amen.
You know, God, he know that's God. He knows God. So he decided,
amen,
hey, I'm straightening up my life. God did this for me. It's time for me to straighten up. I'm 42
amen.
Years old, and it's time for me to get it right.
Yeah.
Well,
so I know what she was talking about.
Dr. Gamble, let me ask you this. Why does it take some of these young men to wait to get almost 40 years old to make a change?
They just think they can do it themselves, or they the hero out there, or whatever they think it. Because I just get on mine all the time. I'm like, are you kidding me? God is too good for this. And they know it. Because, you know, God, but God, look at me. How God has blessed me to go through these surgeries and transplants back to back. And I was up walking within a week doing what I need to be doing in a week. And that didn't even stop me from telling people about the Lord and doing what God called me to do on the phone. If I couldn't go, I would get on the phone and pray for people. And and look at that. They look at all of that.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
And they know it was nobody but the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when God began to open up doors for him because he wanted to, But then he didn't see those doors opening. And then when God began to open them, I said, just give it to him. I said, stop struggling with this thing. All you got to do is give up. Give it to him. Yeah. You're the one struggling. God ain't struggling.
Yeah.
Just let go and let God. And when he began to do it, then boom, there it was. Like they say,
amen.
Amen.
Let me ask this question. Why is it possible? How is it possible? Now, this is a question we all can tune in on. When a person that does not believe God is God, what do you do? Question one. Secondly, why don't believe that God is God? Second two. Why do they find God? Second three. Number three. Number four is, can you breathe without the air you have?
No.
Those are some questions I'd like to see somebody challenge on. Anybody on the line with us?
People don't believe God because a lot of people have their own reasoning why they don't believe God. But a lot of times people don't believe God because some of them haven't been taught, and then society has a plague, and then people mingle with people who don't believe. So different people have different reasons why they don't believe. But the whole thing is that the whole thing is that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
A lot of times people say, "Well, I don't believe in God." Well, that's okay, because nobody's forcing you to. We're only inviting you. It's like this: if I invite you to my house and to this party, you have a choice. You have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can come if you want to, and if you don't, you don't have to. So God said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So either you believe or you don't. He said, blessed is a man who haven't seen versus a man who have to see to believe. So the problem is that people have made up in their mind, I don't believe it's a God, because they can't, where this takes their minds to, they can't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? So when you look up at the sky, you say, who made that? And do you ever think, like you said, whose air am I breathing? How do I get up? And see, you got to find out within yourself. You know, what do you believe in? And that you believe in, does it help you? Is it doing you any good? Does it bless you, what you believe in? Does it bless you? If what you do blesses you and it's taking you to where you want to go, then go with that. Go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a God that is a higher power. A higher power, and some people cannot think that far. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are higher than you. Some people, our thoughts can't go that high level. So when you that high, then you can't believe in God. So society is a reason. Then some people, because of things that's been happening in their life, and sometimes people say, well, if it was a God, because I know some people have told me, if it was a God, then why would he allow all this to happen to me? But if you would allow him to clean you from everything that everybody on this line have gone through something, everybody. May not say, even your children have gone through some things. But when you get down on your knees and say, Lord, I need your help, he will come in and clean your, he said, I will clean your conscience from dead works. He cleans your conscience from all that stuff that you went through. Everybody have gone through something. And then he come in and clean you. And then look here. He will bless your life so till you'll know as nobody but God. A lady, I was talking to a lady, she and her husband, he only have a ninth grade education. But God blessed him to get an honorary doctoral degree. Now, you nobody but God it is. You understand what I'm saying? So and even if you can go back to slavery when the people couldn't read, who you think was teaching them? God said, I taught them how to go through the wilderness. I taught Harriet Tubman how to go through the wilderness, how to bring all those people out. I did this. There was no man. So if you can think that high, because that's high. if you can, if your mind can go up to that level, then you can believe it's a God. Amen? Because who put the stars in the sky? See, all this stuff. Who make the sun rise? Did you ever think about that? It wasn't man. They don't have no, they don't have no ladder to go way up there and turn that sun on and the moon and the stars in the sky. You see? So people have to, God is somebody, is a spirit that you have to want and have to know who he is. A lot of people have that question. Who is God? Where did he come from? He's a spirit. And
Amen.
He came from within himself. Amen. So if you want to really know, I challenge people. I said, get down and sincerely in your heart and say, Lord, if you are real, let me know you. Let me see who you are. See
Amen.
Who they're talking about. Let me see who they're talking about. As many people have done that, and God has proved himself to be righteous
yes,
and
yes.
just. Righteous and just. So that's what I tell people who don't believe, you know, or who have gotten into society. And see, society, like they always told me, the devil will take you further than you want to go and make you pay more than you want to pay. So when you get out there in society and they begin to pull you in another direction, you're going to find out that, hey, this is not the way. This is not the way. So people have to realize that. You have to realize it. Everybody on this earth have gone through something. But it takes those who have faith that, well, you know what? I trust God. That's what Abraham did, and God imputed righteousness unto him. So it's either you believe or you don't. It's up to you where you want your life to be. And if you really want to know him, ask him for yourself. No man have to tell you. Like the sister said, no man have to tell. Ask him for your. Knock it on his door. He going to answer. I guarantee you he going to answer. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to put that out there.
Well, I'm in agreement with what my fellow believer said. And in regards to your question, let me add this too. Sometimes that people don't want to believe, or they don't want to fellowship, or they don't want to go to church because of how they see us. You know, we're supposed to be like a light, you know, and people see us one way on Sunday and another way Monday through Saturday. And our lifestyle confuses them because we say one thing and we do something else. And so, like the word says, our yea got to be yea and our no, no, so that people will believe in the Christ that we serve. And we have to stop using the excuse. A lot of times we use the excuse, well, I'm just human. Well, okay, yes, we are.
Oh, we know that.
You know, but that can't be our reasoning for always getting off track. You know, we got, you know, like I heard the person say, God is not a bully. He's a gentleman. And so then we have got to, you know, explain it to people. Of course, I've been washed in the blood. I've been renewed. I've been made all over and by the transforming of my mind. So as long as I live, I'm always going to be a work in progress.
Really?
But we have to tell people, you know, we can't just say, well, I'm just human. You know, okay, so you're just human. You know, help them to understand that sin is in this world, you know. And so, yes, we do sin, but we don't practice sin. You know, I used to practice it. There's a lot of things I used to do. But when I came to know Christ and I know that his standards are far higher than my standards, I'm striving to meet his standards and not my standards. And so it's about denying yourself, you know. So I have to constantly do that every day, all day
That's
long.
Right.
You see, I have one of my worst areas that I struggle with is food. I love eating food. How many know it's a sin to overeat also, you know? But everybody wants to point out those things that they think that they can see. But there's hidden stuff also. And I'm telling you, food is one of mine.
I love food, but it don't love me, you know. And if I overeat, I'm sinning just as much as the liar, the backbiter, all the rest of that, you know. So I have to confess, and you have to tell people, you know, make it real to them, because other than that, they don't understand. And when you get my age, and I'm 70, you all, but when you get my age, then I got a lot of roads that I have traveled, and I can tell them, look, when I was walking in my own ways, this is what happened, and this happened, and that happened. But when I started walking with the Lord, I started changing. Holy Spirit started leading me. I stopped, you know, saying, hey, this is it. This is what I want to do, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know how we do. And so, but I've started that I want to say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in my life, in my speech, in wherever I go. I want my life to shine, not for me, but for Christ. And when people see Christ in me and they ask me, that's what I tell people, you can witness anywhere. Because some people go, I don't know how to witness. Yes, you do. Everybody knows how, you know, just
open
tell
your
me,
mouth.
I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't do this. The Lord did this. You know, I didn't draw my son. The Lord did that. So we you know, we just gotta tell people. Yeah, we everyday human beings, but there's a but here. You know, but the Lord Jesus has come so that I can have redemption, so that I can have connection to God the Father, and. You know, so I'm just saying that we just have to live the life that we talk about so that people can see that light in us and that they will want to know Christ as their personal Savior. And so we just got to stop living raggedy, talking good and living raggedy, and people hear us talk good and live raggedy, and they're confused. So we gotta be careful, because their soul is in the balance of our hands. You know, so we have to be careful how we handle it. That they're one of God's creatures, you know, as we are.
Well,
and we have to encourage each other.
Purge. Can we talk? I have several other questions I'd like to raise while y'all are listening to the Radio Land. Why did God make himself? Why did God make himself? That's question number one. How did he make believers believe him? Number three, who is the Lord? Number four, why should I praise this God that I don't know? Why should I love this God I don't know? The floor is open. Can we talk? Are we there? Hello?
Yes. We're here.
I'm here. Can anybody talk? Can anybody come on those questions? Anybody? Well, the question that I wrote down, ma'am.
Oh, no, I was just going to say if we go to the book of Genesis, which is the book of beginnings, I think it's the first chapter, the 25th or the 26th verse, and God knew that he had to send himself because he knew. See, that's what people don't, God knew. And so they say, well, did he create, you know, he created everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, but he gave us a choice, and that's what a lot of people, you know, are kind of confused with. But he gave us a choice, and God has a permissive will and a divine will. And I thank God, some people might disagree with me, but I thank God that in his permissive will that he allowed himself or his son to come and be a sacrifice for our sins. Because in his divine will, we would have been cut off, and that's it, you know. So the Lord came in himself to save us, to redeem us back to him, because we had, because of sin, we destroyed that relationship. And so we have to be in the spirit and accept his son as our personal savior. We have to believe that the veil was actually rent, and that Jesus, he paid it all when he gave his life. And he came to point us to the God the Father. You know, it was God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And it takes all three. It's not three different gods. And we have to be able to explain that. It's not three different gods, but it's the God essence, you know. So Jesus Christ came with divine nature and physical nature. And so as a physical man, he could do nothing for us. But as a spiritual man, as a divine man, he was able to pay that price that we could not pay. So that's part of one of your questions.
All right. The second question is, why did he, anybody know the second question that I put out there?
I can't remember that far.
Oh, but I want to say this to you. One of the things, as I was sitting there praying and listening, I just said, I put some questions down, because I know that there are a lot of people out there that believe in God. They,
mm-hmm.
Someone said, where did God come from? Where did God come from? Well, my question to you, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
When I know God said, I spoke myself into existence.
Into existence. Amen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You did that? Now, why shouldn't I serve a God like that?
Yeah.
You spoke yourself into existence? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. But I spoke myself into existence. Can you speak to the stars as I do? Well, scratch my head. I don't think so. Can you wait? Can you call the storm to rumble and the wind to blow like I can? Well, now wait a minute. Why are you doing this to me? You asked a question about me. God is telling me, I want to show you who I am.
Amen.
I spoke myself into existence.
Amen.
Oh God Almighty. And I, like the sister said, I know I made a lot of mistakes. I said a lot of things wrong. I've done a lot of things wrong. I've lied. I've cheated. But I said, Lord, if you can just take this piece of flesh and transport it to the kingdom of God, I know that I'm on your side. As an old man who was 188 years, he said, if you're on God's side, you're on the good side. But if you're not on God's side, you're on the devil's side. I said, wow. So the question comes back again. Who is the Lord? Can y'all help me on that? Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? We've been reading the book many years. Who is the Lord is the deity of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Am I right about it? Can I get somebody to say amen?
How about yes, sir? Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
But I'm gonna tell one lady
that really, really, really has blessed me. Now, she don't ask me to talk much about her name, but her name is like my name. It's Dirt. But I know God called this woman. And I'm gonna tell you again, I was out there on this Blog Talk Radio. I paid this money to keep this thing going. On the last few moons, I was on that station. I said, Lord, I've done everything you told me to do. I've kept the word. I've done the best I know how to do. I said, now, what else should we have me do? And while I was yet praying, this particular voice came in and said these words, oh, Shandihura. Brother Hunter, I've heard you. How can I help you? Her name is Doctor. Are you there, Doctor?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your name?
Dr. McKenna.
And that's the woman I've been telling y'all many times. You'll get a time to meet her. You have met her online today. I mean, I said, who is this woman? That's why I said, who is this woman can speak beyond understanding? Now, I'm a man. But I was,
uh-huh.
I mean, I've been saying, I said, well, Lord, I said, well, and see, God always used women to help men raise men up. A lot of men don't believe it. God takes women to raise men up. It says, out of the belly, the first, let me get that word right. Somebody here with the word. The word says, man that's born of a woman has but a few days and he's cut down. Is that word?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that word? I wonder, why did God put it there? Man, born of a woman, has but a few days and is cut down after the fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No, when you said, yeah, what do you mean by that? Help me out now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
following.
So, man, and a lot of folks said, well, you know, man was born of a woman. I mean, the woman born a man. I said, you got that mixed up, sister. You find in the Proverbs, you find in what a woman, the God spoke in the scripture. It says in Proverbs, it's a woman. He said, hear what your mother sing. Well, the woman was in there. I told the person, I said, you got this thing all mixed up. You got it all mixed up. They said, what? I said, no, because God put man in charge, not to be insider, but to make sure things went accordingly. Now, he has woman, and he said, man is born a woman. And so he born that woman so they can be a help me. Women are sent, we're supposed to help each other. And the reason why we get so many problems going on in the society we live in, we get the young people shooting each other, killing each other. We don't find the young men praying. They don't want to go to church. They want to swag their pants, do this. But it's up to us believers. God has called us. We do what we have to do. We ain't got to tell anybody who we are. They're going to know who we are by what we do.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
See, what I find out, when a person tell me that they don't believe, they don't know nothing about God. They said, why should I have to read the Bible? Now, let me ask you this question. Why should I have to read the Bible several times to understand it better and better? Somebody help me out, please. Why should I have to read the Bible over and over and over and over so I can understand it better?
I'm just going to say this. When we was in school, why did we have to read those books?
Oh, my God. You got the answer.
Why did we have to read those books?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were we reading them for? What was we reading those books for when we was in school?
Yes, speak it, sister. Speak it, sister.
Yeah.
Speak it.
You know what I'm saying? Why was we reading those books? Because they told us to, or because there was something in them that we wanted to find out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it something that you wanted to find out, you was interested in? What, math, science, history? It was something, the reason why you are interested in reading books, any book. Just, okay, if we take the Bible out of the equation. Why did you go to school? Why did you read those books? What was you reading them for? What was you looking for?
Go ahead, Dr. McFadden.
What were you looking for in those books?
Knock him out. Knock it out.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking a question. What was you looking for in those books? I mean, if it was so important for you to read those books to get something out of it, why is it the Bible is people are opposed by? Why is it so, you know, people so against the Bible? What is wrong with it? What is wrong with it? I'm just asking a question.
That's a good question, sister.
Yes, sir.
That's a dynamic question. That's a potent question. Why we read about? We read it because we're looking for information. Information. So kind of what we know.
Yeah.
And the more we see what God is doing, the more God will use us. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I want to add to my sister, and no disrespect, I want to add that we read books for knowledge, for information.
Okay,
to learn how to do that. And so we want to stay in the Bible because we want to learn about God and we want to obey Him. And what I say about the Bible is that God gives us the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. But He laid out that roadmap for us, and it's there for us to follow. If we don't read the Bible as a believer, then how are we going to know His statutes? How are we going to know Him? They teach us publicly in the school so that we can survive in quote unquote the society. And I remember when Jesus says, "Render unto Caesar what's his." So we read secular books because we want to understand what's required of us in this society that we live in. But we have to read the Bible because our walk is a spiritual walk, and we have to understand how to walk that walk. And if we don't read that word, we're not going to know. We're going to be like the blind man walking down the street. So in order to have a relationship, you got to know who you're having a relationship with, and you got to understand how to have the relationship and how to seek Him, you know, continuously seek Him. He's not lost, but we can seek Him in His word so that we can know Him, so that we can be intertwined. The more words we absorb, the more words we study and hide it in our heart so that we might not sin against the Lord, then there it is. Because we can't remember it all just like we can. We know 1 through 20, or we know our timetable just like that's etched in our mind. We need to etch the word of God in our hearts and our minds. You know, that we can never put that Bible down. And statistically, it says that the Bible is the most purchased book there is, but it's the least read. It's the least read. So how you going to know God? You know, He left His word. And, I get so tired of people saying, well, man wrote the Bible. But the Bible that He wrote, it was written under the inspiration of God, you know. And so, yes. He used man to write it, it's truthful.
Right. Well, you know what, and that's so true for us believers. But what I'm saying, I'm talking to the unbelievers, because I'm going to tell you something, and with that being said, I've heard a lot of people, and all people do this. They say, you know what, I started to go over there, but something, who do they think that something was that inspired them not to go that way? Or to do this, or to do that, or to not go to that store because something was happening or a wreck was down the street. So who do they think that something is?
Yeah.
So for us as believers, we know that. That's why we're speaking it tonight. We know why we read the Bible. We know to study,
yes,
to show ourselves approved, and to find out what's, because we're searching, because we want to find out what's in it. What's in it?
Yeah.
If you read a magazine, you're looking at it to find out what's in it, the information
that's
in,
right,
it. Sometimes that's right, information that you don't know. So when you read the Bible, you come across things that it opens up your understanding. You're the one got the,
yeah,
understanding, because there's many people who read the Bible that still have no understanding. But once you read it, God will give you an understanding. So a lot of people,
yeah,
don't read because of the fact that they have no understanding in the first place. So you got to get an understanding. So when you go and read,
yeah,
you ask God for understanding, and he will give you that. We didn't get where we are just by saying, well, you know, we got a Bible, but, you know, we're going to see what somebody else said. Because we was hungry. We was thirsty. We said, okay, some of us asked that same thing. Lord, we need you. Lord, we want to see you operate in our life. And he operated in our lives. Amen? Like the lady said, Sister Gamble, I believe it was, said, when she had all the surgery, when she went through all these things, her children,
mm-hmm,
seen that.
Mm-hmm.
They seen this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that nobody can do this. Who explains how somebody say the person is dead, but then they come, they raise up off the table?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, they died, but,
huh,
but see, people have experiences. They said, oh, they was dead, but, oh, they can't, and even the doctors have to say, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
So when you say that there's no God, you haven't experienced him like we have, because you're an unbeliever. So if you're an unbeliever, and this is the thing. When you're not willing, it's like this. If you came over here to teach me math and I'm not willing to learn math, I won't learn it.
That's
so
right.
You
got to
be teachable. You have to teachable. So if you're not teachable, it's no sense in me trying to shove this math down your throat.
That's right. That's
because
right.
You don't
learn
it.
I love that. I love that.
Okay.
So
because it's for the, it's like they always say, birds of a feather flock together. So we as believers, we can flock together because we believe the same thing. We read the same thing. Amen? So we can walk together. The Bible said, how can the two walk together unless it, if I say I'm going north and you say you're going west, we can't walk together. You're going to, hey, we're going to have to split up. So that's the way that
goes.
Amen? So that's why people sit up and say, well, I don't believe it's no good. Hey, okay, that's up to you. I'm not trying to push it down your throat. I'm just inviting you, amen? I'm inviting you into this thing. I'm inviting you in because I want to see you clean like I am. I want to see you renewed like I am, amen? It's available to you, but if you don't want it, that's you, and many people don't, and that's okay. But I tell you one thing. The Bible said that would be no excuse.
So if I was a believer,
I would dig into the Bible and say, Lord, I want to know if you are real in my life. Let me, you know what I'm saying? I've heard all of this. Dad and Thomas did it. I heard all of this. But is it really true, Lord? Help me, Lord, because I don't know, I don't understand. The Bible says out of all you'll get understanding. So first you got to
get
understanding that the Bible is real and it was inspired by God. Something that you cannot see. Amen? Because you're not trying to see it yet. When you're pregnant, you got to go 9 months. You can't see the baby yet, what it fully looks like. They can give you a picture. They can take an ultrasound. But what does it really look like when it come out? What does it look like? When it come out?
We got about 60 seconds.
So God, to God be the glory.
Amen. Sister Lipscomb, you can close it out. You can close it out.
Amen.
In prayer.
In prayer. Father God, we come before you as unborns we know how. God, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We just want to lift up your holy and your righteous name. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins and renew that right spirit within us.
And then, God, we want to thank you for the work that has gone on, the words that have been spoken tonight. Let it be light to someone, Lord, that they will see it, hear it, and want to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And, God,
amen.
For those of us that are already saved, Lord, just keep us in your tender, loving care, Lord. Watch over us as you go out different directions today. Bless Dr. Hunter in this line that it will go forth and that it will go reach the uttermost, Lord. And I just thank you for that. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for this opportunity. And I say be blessed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence. To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
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 God bless y'all. See you on the other side. Amen. Thank you, Father.